And I want to welcome you to I Want to Know More for this week on the podcast. Today, we're going to be looking into the book of Genesis, chapter number 19. Genesis chapter number 19. This is one of the most uncomfortable scriptures there is. It really is. As I've studied this and as I've gone through it, I have just been struck by an overwhelming feeling of how icky this is. How the ew factor and gross and disgusting. And yet the Lord recorded it. Yet the Lord said this is what happened. The Lord doesn't pull any punches in Scripture. The Lord doesn't sugarcoat what went on. We're going to read a lot of Scripture today. And I mean a lot of Scripture. So beginning reading at verse number 1, Genesis chapter number 19. Genesis chapter number 19. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night, bringing them out unto us, that we may know them? And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters, which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge? Now we will deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand, and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, O, not so, my lord. Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shewed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold, now this city is near unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities, and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back, from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar. And he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said unto the younger, Our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come in unto us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the younger, Behold, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. And the firstborn bare a son, and called his name Moab, the same as the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger, she also bare a son, and called his name Ben-Ammi, the same as the father of the children of Ammon unto this day. You know, the Bible doesn't pull any punches. The Bible doesn't sugarcoat how evil people are. The Bible does not sugarcoat the gross sin that is presented here, this sin of incest. Incest is a gross sin. It's an abomination. It's disgusting, of course. You know, that's just common sense, I'll tell you that. It should at least. And yet there are people in this world today that would not see anything wrong with it. There are. They do exist, and they're mostly in the big cities too. See, this is the problem that was here for Lot. And we're going to talk more about this as we go along. But Lot vexed his righteous soul by being in that place. Now, I don't know if his wife was from Sodom. I don't know if she was from that area, or if he already had a wife before he went down. You know, I don't know if it's that way. But I do know that she looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. She looked back. She didn't want to leave. Lot didn't want to leave. He lingered. The men were saying, you need to get out of here. And he lingered. He says, well, we're going to hang around a while. No. They drug him out of there, because they could not destroy it until Lot was out because of Abraham. Lot's wife, the woman that's mentioned here as Lot's wife, very possibly could have been from this area. Now, it's possible she went down with him. It's possible. Study in the Word and see what the Word says, okay? I'll leave that as homework for you. I'm not going to answer every one of your questions. I'm going to leave you hanging on that one. You determine, or see if you can determine the case. I do know this. He had other daughters other than the two that he had with him. He had sons-in-law. We're not told how many, but he has sons-in-law and daughters that died. These two daughters were unmarried. They'd never been with a man, according to Lot's words. So they could not have had husbands yet. And so these are the two that were still at home. So they're young. They're young. And they're all Lot has. And They've been in this city for a while. They've probably grown up in this city. They've probably been here for some time. You can do the timeline if you'd like. Go through and see when did Lot go down. How old roughly was Abram at the time when he went down? He's almost 99 here at this particular juncture. Or he is 99 at this particular juncture. Study it up. Make sure you got that right. Make sure I'm telling you right. And he was 75. He was 75 when he first came into the area with Lot. So 25 years. And so Lot's probably been down in the plain for, I don't know, 20 years, 18 to 20 years, 17 years, 15 years. I don't know how young they married in Sodom and Gomorrah. Probably pretty young, given the other sins that place is famous for. They may have married quite young. The two daughters that were still there, though, they were even younger, and they'd never been with a man. But they were old enough to be able to be with child. And this is, it just makes me feel icky. It makes me feel icky to have to say and read these things that Lot's daughters did. It does. It makes me feel really icky. I mean, it's just icky. It's just all around icky what's going on here. But that's Sodom for you. That's Sodom and that's Gomorrah and that's all these girls knew. That's all they knew. They had never been anywhere else. They grew up here. It was normal to them. They were raised that way. And apparently they were raised to where they knew enough about the facts of life to where they knew what to do. And again, this is so icky. It's just so icky. It makes me feel so icky to have to preach this, but this is the beginnings. Folk, sin needs to become exceeding sinful. We need to feel the ick factor whenever we sin, whatever that sin might be. No matter what that sin might be, whether it's a lie or whether it's theft, fraudulent gain. You know, there's a lot of fraudulent gain that people don't want to think is fraudulent gain, by the way. Whenever you cheat somebody out of something, that's theft. It is. I mean, just downright theft. That needs to ick us out. That needs to be just as icky as what's going on here with Lot and his daughters. Hey, this is icky. I mean, it really is. There's no two ways around it. This is just thoroughly disgusting. But it happened. And God does not sugarcoat the origins of Moab and the children of Ammon. Now, it's called the children of Ammon, the nation is, but the son is named Ben-Ammi. Now, let's look at the names of these two boys first, because again, the ick factor is strong with this story. I mean, there's some icky stories in the Word of God. Judges chapter 19 is an icky story. It's icky enough that the men of Sodom came and wanted to know these men. They wanted to abuse them is what they wanted to do. They had some ulterior lustful motives that were very impure and very icky. There's other situations in the Word of God where it's very icky. We're going to see one here in just a little while with David. And David doesn't see it being as icky at the time. But he commits adultery with Bathsheba. He then tries to cover it up with lies. And then he has Uriah the Hittite murdered by the hands of the Ammonites, of all people. And then David's own son rapes his own daughter. And David doesn't punish him for it. Ick. Ick. Ew. Oh, it's disgusting. But folks, Christian folks, sin in general needs to be that disgusting to us. We need to be thoroughly disgusted by sin in all of its forms. All of its forms. Lying, spreading rumors, gossip. Yeah, I said that. There's another sin that don't get preached against very often in Baptist circles, and that's gluttony. Have you ever heard a Baptist preacher preach against gluttony? I've not. I don't think I've ever heard a Baptist preacher preach against gluttony. And yet, look and see, the sin of pride. Pride is a sin. There's so many sins, and we have normalized some of these sins, and some of the sins we have not normalized. We only think that the ones that we haven't normalized are the ones that are icky. But the ones we have normalized, the ones we have gotten comfortable with, aren't nearly as icky to us as they are to God. See, in God's eyes, it's all sin. And it brings up a stench before God's nostrils. To use an old-fashioned mountain expression, it stinks to high heaven. No matter what the sin is. If we could just understand how icky God sees our sinful life, and how icky God sees the sins of our mind and the sins of our body, how icky it is to God. We'd sin less, that's for sure. But no, we've normalized it. And see, here's the thing. All manners of perversions were normalized in Sodom. It was the normal thing. And these teenage girls, which they likely were, they probably were not over teens, and they were probably at least teens, these teenage girls... Oh, it just feels so wrong to say this. These teenage girls hatched this plan to commit incest with their father. And they didn't see anything wrong with it. To preserve seed of their father. Do you really think Lot is going to be happy about this? Do you really think Lot wants his seed preserved that way? No. The older comes up with the idea, and she hatches the plan, and they've got wine. Now, here's the thing. They could not have got him drunk if there wasn't wine in the place. There was wine in that there cave. And where'd they get it? Probably Zoar. Lot has lost everything he's got. He's lost daughters. He's lost his wife. And he's drowning himself with alcohol. Like people do. People even do that today. Drown themselves with alcohol. Drown out their sorrows with alcohol. There's wine in the place. Now, Lot's girls could not have got him drunk if there hadn't been wine in the place. But no, there's alcoholic wine. They get him drunk to where he is totally oblivious to what's going on. And I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail. There's details that could be said here. There's details that could be said about the knowledge that Lot's daughters had. There's a lot could be said about it. But we're not going to. It's already too icky. It's already so icky that I feel like I need to go take a bath after preaching this message. Ew. Ew. Just, oh. I am so icked out. I am. But this is what the Lord wants me to preach, and so I'm going to have to preach it. I've got to preach what the Lord tells me to preach, even if it icks me out. Even if I go, ew, ew, gross. Because this is gross. This is icky to the extreme. Ick. Ooh. But folks, lots of girls know what to do. They know what to do. How did they know what to do? They'd learned it in Sodom. They had learned all manners of carnal knowledge in Sodom. They probably learned a lot of it from their mother. They probably learned a lot from their older sisters. The carnal knowledge. That's how this knowledge gets passed down most of the time, is between young folk. And young folk get incomplete knowledge. Young folk get knowledge that is not enough. But Lot's daughters do the unthinkable. And now they're with child by their father. The oldest calls her son Moab. That name Moab is Hebrew for from my father. She's saying it out loud. She doesn't sound like she's embarrassed by it. She doesn't sound like it's problematic for her. She sounds like it's a good thing. This is a son from my father. This is my brother and son at the same time. The younger calls her son's name Ben-Ami, which means son of my people or son of my kin. Product of incest, in other words. Boy, these boys didn't get a chance, did they? Given names like this. These names, can you imagine going through life and your name meaning from my father or son of my kin? Can you imagine that? And yet that's how Ben-Ami and Moab grew up. That's how they grew up. They grew up in a place and in a setting of incest. And everybody knew it that would meet them simply because of their names. What were these girls thinking? What were they thinking to give them such names? They were thinking it wasn't wrong. They were proud of themselves for being with child of their father. Don't you know this bothered Lot to no end? Disgusting. You talk about gross. And I know it vexed Lot knowing that he had taken and he had raised his daughters in such a God-forsaken place that they thought it was okay to have children by their own father. I cannot say it enough. Ew, ick, gross. I can't say it enough. It really bothers me. It bothers me what happened here. But sin needs to be that kind of bother. Sin needs to bother us. If sin don't bother us, then we need to get in the altar and repent and get right with God. Because sin needs to be exceeding sinful to us. It does. It really does. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast today. The I Want to Know More podcast is a ministry of Brother Lamar Owen. I'm out of the Macedonia Baptist Church located in the Silverstein community of Transylvania County. To correspond with me, please write to Lamar Owen, Post Office Box 212, Balsam Grove, North Carolina, 28708. Again, that's Lamar Owen, P.O. Box 212, Balsam Grove, North Carolina, 28708. And the Lord willing, we'll see you again next time on the I Want to Know More podcast.